Sunday Meditation, May 21st, 1995. The question this week has to do with how we deal with the difference that we experience or see between that which we hold as our ideal and that which we experience as real or the actual, what comes from the effort we put forth. And we would like to know the most efficient way of looking at that, in the way that would help us in our growth, and what your perception of that difference would be.
We are those of Kuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We apologize for the delay in speaking. Our instrument was confused because the one known as Oxal and ourselves both answered the question of who was to channel from the Confederation to this group. The instrument then had to challenge each entity separately. The one known as Oxal has agreed to speak last. We thank each person in this circle of seeking for turning to the solace of the search for wisdom and truth and meaning. The faith and tenacity of this group is commendable. And you make it very easy for us to perform our service by your unflagging concern and dedication for and to the devotional life. The question which plagues all entities who wish to excel is the question of the human failings to which the spirit does not have to be heir. The physical vehicle is an oddity. That way station betwixt nothing and infinity. That shadow world of limits and quantity. This shadow world is delicately and elegantly aligned with the needs of your density, the need to be confused, the need to strive, the need to associate with other human beings. While the far reaches of intuition and dreaming discover great new galaxies every day of thought and and structure and imagination. The physical vehicle that carries this consciousness moves through one decision after another. In that gray area in which most human functions seem to take place, the polarity of much of the daily round is not obvious to the physical eye. The seeking soul then moves through each day without sensing the quality which is its most fundamental, that quality which perhaps you would call ideal, but we would rather term metaphysical. For it is the same quality that within the mind furnishes the touchstone, that imaginary perfection. And yet, what does this perfection have to do with the everyday? The mind is a curious tool, a great resource. Its powers of discrimination are usually well developed in humankind, and this is as it should be. For of all the incoming sense data, the trained mind selects according to priorities and judgments that have been hard won. It is only natural that there would be judgment turned toward the self. That there would be distance seen between ideal and actual. Yet the truth is neither with the judge nor with the one who refrains from judging, but rather the truth lies ineffably in the present moment. It is difficult in words to express this concept, but if you can conceive of that present moment as full of light, of all that there is, full to bursting with all that ever has or that ever will be. This moment of orgasm, this moment of delight, this is the closest we have come to a knowledge of reality. No time, no space, no judgment, but pure white light, a naked manifestation of love. This is a truth available to each seeking entity. And yet the door into this present moment is locked fast against those who would judge the self or others in such a way as to injure or harm. For a judgment is, in many cases, an injury, whether it be inflicted upon the self or upon another. It is not to say that judging and expressing that judgment are not perfectly normal activities. And within the worldly purview, judgments are expected and necessary. But if you wish to work upon yourself at the highest degree of purity, then it is that the eyes turn away from the self that dangles betwixt eternity and eternity, a parenthesis of manifestation within illusion. Your situation while incarnate is that of a soul who has to leave the room for just a moment. You have such a tiny instant of time in your incarnation. This is the higher truth. Now, we would not take the power of discrimination from any, for the ability to have insight is a valuable one, and it is hard learned. However, we do encourage each first to examine judgment for kindness and compassion, and then to apply that judgment sparingly and accurately. For each within incarnation is a bruised reed, a wounded and fragile living being. And to place the burden of unflinching judgment upon such a precariously alive creature is a cruelty. We ask each to learn the value of mercy, of pity, of softness of heart, and humbleness of spirit. For the judge is a proud entity. Yet wisdom lies in accepting a humble, even humiliating, estimate of self and of self-importance. It is most helpful we correct this instrument, healthful, to abandon that effort to judge accurately the self. Or if not abandon, moderate, de-emphasize. For you are seeking to become lighter and emptier. You are moving through a thick etheric medium and breathing the life-giving air. Metaphysically speaking, that breath is labored and thick compared to metaphysical experience. It is not at all easy to turn from the judging, to look away from that comparison betwixt that which is hoped for and that which has occurred. Yet wisdom, we believe, lies not in examining that distance, but rather in turning to the light, in abandoning judgment for praise to the one infinite creator. For you are equally praiseworthy when you have achieved the ideal and when you have utterly failed to achieve the ideal. For what is more basic, more overarching than the sense data and all that spins therefrom, is that consciousness which has half an eye upon the incarnation and the other half upon the Creator. Great peace of spirit comes to the one who is able to locate the other half of the self, the half that does indeed dwell in eternity, the half that is beyond judgment and exists rather with the eyes turned to see what may be done to serve, and not that mind which looks back upon the self to find what the score was, what percentile of achievement has been achieved. We are aware that much value has been given throughout your experience in third density to achievement. To the achievements of far-seeing men and women who have seemed to achieve their ideals, to experience and express excellence. Nor do we deny that there is value in seeing with the eyes of the world. But we ask you to consider whether or not that value is as fundamental as the turning to the present moment, to the one infinite creator, to love. For love is the overarching truth. And if the emotional self can turn to that love and bask in it for one moment, that moment of truth shall cry peace, peace to the self-judgments of the one who wishes to run the straight race. This instrument knows a poem that goes, "Run the straight race with God's good grace. Lift up thine eyes and seek his face. Lay hold on life, and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally." My friends, we feel there is wisdom in those lines. Lift up your eyes and seek his face. That face is love. It is personified within this instrument's religious system as the one known as Jesus. This entity knew that its life was symbolic and conformed himself to that symbology. There are many other faces of that love. We encourage each to seek the face of that which most centrally symbolizes to the self that present love, that overarching compassion, that resounding cosmic yes. The physical vehicle, the physical brain, and much of the surface of all of the bodies which you possess within incarnation. Are tuned to give you a certain kind of data in such a way that you shall inevitably become unable to do that which you see as perfect. The entire structure of your physical environment has as one of its characteristics the inevitable tendency to demonstrate the uselessness of the attempt to remain logical, sensible, rational, and malleable. Although it is natural for humankind to try to control the environment, the personal behavior, and so forth, energies inherent within third density inevitably steer the seeking spirit into a trackless, directionless, and utterly confusing frame of reference. For that which is prideful must be cast down, and that which is humble and lowly within must be lifted up. The spiritual journey is a simple thing, yet it confounds intellectual examination. For it is, among many other things, the yielding up of that pride of self, which manifests as the excellent worker, the hard striving soul. There is an inevitability about the fall of each and every hoped for ideal. And all of this mental and emotional suffering has as its condign purpose the pulling of the energies towards the heart, in order that the heart may open to the present moment and to the love that is all there is. Honor your ideals. Honor yourself as you continue to seek to come as close as possible to those values set for the self. Yet know and allow yourself truly to know that the actual virtue lies in doing what the Creator has called you to do, that which is in front of your face, with gladness, with a single mind, and with a light heart, that lightness of heart is a gem of immense value. When you feel the sunshine pour into the heart, when you feel the heart straightening up, no longer bent under a heavy load, then you feel and know truth. The deepest truth of your human nature is love. My friends, move in the great race. Do your best. And be glad as you fail. For there is joy in accomplishing one more step of the journey from the head to the heart. Open the hand of your compassion. Release that fluttering bird which seeks the light and the love of the one infinite Creator. That bird within the heart, and that your poet, Emily Dickinson, saw as hope. To hope, to trust, to abide in faith and in peace. These are the characteristics of one who has seen through judgment and pride, and has released the self into that present moment. May you open that door into the present again and again. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We are those of Kuo, and leave this instrument in love and in light.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in the love and light of the one Creator. At this time, we would ask if there may be further queries to which we may speak.
I'd like to ask if did I receive accurate information about Oxal and Kuo?
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my sister. And the response is in the affirmative. We are happy to perform our regular task of speaking to the subject of the query offered us, and sort of, as you may say, cleaning up with final queries. Then we will give way to the ones known as Oxal, that they may speak the closing for this a circle through the one known as Steve, if this is acceptable to the one known as Steve. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, I was just concerned that I got accurate information. Thank you.
I am Quo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there any further query at this time? I am Quo. And in this case, we shall take our leave of this instrument and allow those of Oxal to speak a brief closing through the one known as Steve. We leave each in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Yeah, also. And we are pleased to be given the opportunity to take up within this group a relationship which we have had for some time with those of Ra and our brothers and sisters of Latwi. We have been for some time asking of Ra a question or series of questions similar to the one asked by this group today. For we are those who have traveled long in the ways of wisdom, and have used the judgment as a tool with which to register for ourselves those distinctions and discriminations which permit action to take place in an informed way. And we are those who have learned the art of refinement, over a long course of what you would call time, and have come at last to discover that the pathways that we have followed have come back round full circle, leaving us with a sense not of accomplishment, but of paradox. It was compassion that won us access to the world which we have since come to explore. and articulate through the many wisdoms that we have made second nature. It was only when we, as a social memory complex, have come to see that these wisdoms are so much dust and straw, that we turned in need to those who, like Ra, have found a way and a means beyond wisdom to a compassion which is a healing. We ourselves seek this healing at this time. And we appreciate the dilemma in a most acute way, based by those who feel the need to act, who feel the need to refine and habituate actions so as to give a stable reflection of the self to itself. And we feel most deeply the sense of confusion when this reflection comes back shattered and incomplete, such that even the seeking out of the reflection itself must be called into question. We are beginning to learn the art of release. Release of judgment of other, which we have found to be rooted in judgment of self. We have begun to learn to strive without striving. We would say to those who similarly look to a higher compassion, the one truth which we feel we can add to those words of Ra, which have been inspirational to us too, and that and asking that is at the same time a receiving and yet again at the same time. The giving of a gift. This is the grace that permits one to look at the self, which in all of the ways and measures one has learned fails again and again to measure up, and to find in this self the kernel of a holy and spiritual being, which could never under any circumstances fail to measure up, for it always simply is what it is, whole and complete. At this time, we would ask that the meditation be brought to closure by returning to the one called Carla and those of Kuo, who may bring this magical effect about. We are those of Oxa.
We greet you once again in the love and the light of the Infinite One. As the sands of the sea, as the stars in your sky, just so infinite are the shining spirits which are embodied within this creation, who turn their glowing faces toward the Creator in praise and thanksgiving. At this time, many, many of those not incarnate in physical vehicles flock within, we correct this instrument, flock within the inner planes of your globe. To those who ask for help, they flock by the millions. To offer their candle power. To heighten the inner light of those in need. Yours is third density. Ask for help. and help will be given you. Reach out the hand, and it will be full of invisible but real love. You are loved, not because you have achieved, but because you exist, a child of the infinite creator. You are enfolded snuggled by invisible nurturing arms. Every cell of your body is perfect. Your truth is that all is perfect. There is no striving necessary, for all is well. We are motes that dance in the sunlight, but we love you with our whole heart. Ask for help. Serve each other. And the light generated shall be beautiful indeed. As you suffer, as you experience loss and limitation, all is well. Turn often to the perfection, to the integrity, and to the healing health of praise and thanksgiving within the present moment, for all that you see and know and do is done upon holy ground. That is the floor beneath the scenery. We leave you in that ground of being, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are those of the principle known to you as Kul. Adonai. Adonai.